today's podcast, me and Eddie are going to teach you how you can start a camera rental company and how you can make pretty good money and you can be shipping and having clients all across the United States or wherever you're from. So make sure you stay tuned and learn more about it. And again, this is Friday, so make sure you guys get out there and just start. Welcome to the Rental Boys Podcast. Your host here, Xavier Kelly, and my partner.
What's up, guys? Eddie Salceda.
In our podcast, we talk about tips and tricks to help you along in your party rental business. Me and Eddie currently run a party rental business in the DFW area where we do a little bit less than $400,000 a year. We just started about a year and a half ago, and this podcast is really built for those who are trying to get started and grow in the industry.
Three of the best purchases we've made to grow and protect our rental business. Number one, rental, a rental platform that works as your website to manage your business. Number two, we have A2B, gas cards for your employees to manage fleet expenses. We've been swiping ever since 2020. Number three is going to be Next Insurance, business insurance that has saved us tens of thousands of dollars. We have been protected ever since 2019. Check out the show's notes and sign up through the links. It costs you nothing to sign up for rental and A2B. Insurance quotes are free from Next Insurance. Doing this helps the podcast grow. Thank you all for your support and love.
Welcome, everybody. We're on another Friday. Hope you guys are ending the week off very well. You know, you're leaving your jobs or wherever you're working at and hitting the road on the way back. And you're probably thinking, I need to make some more money. Paycheck came in this week and stuff like that. I know I'd be thinking that. Today we're going to talk about camera rentals on this right here. Just as a disclaimer, me and Eddie don't currently own a business that runs that rents cameras out, but we do have some experience in a lot of the different areas that components for it. Specifically, I've rented a lot of stuff from these companies, and Eddie has a lot of the shipping stuff down on his side on there. And so we're kind of going to go through that kind of method and kind of break it up that way, because you have two components. First thing is, like, obviously you have to buy the equipment. And if you probably listen to this podcast and if you started something already, you already know how to buy things for the most part. But generally, have I seen on here for camera equipment stuff like that, you want to find kind of what's good in the area that you're going to be kind of focusing on. Like, if you're going to be doing like mid-tier, just people who are doing short films whose budgets are like $5,000, then you need to buy stuff on that lines, which would be like, you know, most of your middle Sonys, not the FS collection or anything like that, but your Sonys, maybe some Blackmagics, Canons, Nikons, if you're that type of person. You know, but you know, thing you want to do on that side. But generally, the concept right here, we're looking at a site right now. I'm going to put it inside the show notes. This is called Lens Rentals. I think they're one of the bigger guys. They kind of ship nationwide. And also, today, you have the option where you can go and you can buy these two if you wanted to, but and stuff like that. So, one thing I do like about this more specifically. On the actual renting camera lenses and stuff like that and other stuff, just how you package it. Now, Eddie's obviously seen some of the packages and he already has some ideas on, you know, if I can convince him to start something like this. But we'll see. What do you think about the packaging, Eddie?
Packaging, it looks pretty straightforward. What you were showing me, it looks like they're putting them in, protecting cases already. And the dimensions on them are pretty straightforward, just depending on the item, but, packaging and everything like that doesn't look hard at all. I have a little experience on the carrying cases. I mean, you know me, I like to pay cheap, so, you know, you can buy a pretty good one, waterproof, even though you shouldn't need all that. But, for the most part, it's pretty straightforward in the shipping and everything is based on weight. So once you get your items, let's say cameras or lenses or what have you, and you weigh it, you can kind of know pretty much what it's going to cost you to ship these things. And then they'll have like a graph with different zones and then how long it takes to get to those zones wherever your location is. So a lot of information, and then there's so many different shipping companies as well. FedEx, UPS, USPS, I'm missing a couple of DHL.
I wonder if you can use FBA to just not use the Amazon platform, but just the FBA service.
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't been there yet.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Yeah. But I know also you can, like, well, we found out you can ship stuff through the airport as well if they want to pick up there.
They want it fast.
Yeah, fast. Yeah. A lot of cool options out there. And I mean, I think they're endless. There's literally no issues with shipping and what you need. I think for the most part we were looking because they have these big hardy carrier cases that you put on to protect everything inside, have foam. You cut it out to the, you know, the measurement that you want of your stuff protected, and it's just like that every time.
Yeah, and the thing seems
pretty straightforward, right?
Yeah, so like on their site, obviously you have to get your site and stuff to look something similar to theirs, which basically, you know, I'm guessing, like as you said, they cut out all the stuff in the boxes to fit each one, so they have a protective layer, and then they go, and then from there they just put it into something to ship it.
Yeah, basic cardboard box.
Yeah, so and then
once you get your sizes down, you can kind of estimate the cost of it every time.
Yeah, so this should already be kind of pretty easy to kind of run with.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it just depends on what they buy, but you're the expert on the on the lenses and everything, the camera, so. I didn't even know you can rent this stuff, but I guess you can rent anything.
Yeah, you can rent anything. That's what we're trying to write down. And also, too, there's some, like, this is just one component of it. You can always, like, there's a lot of local rental shops. Most times they're out of date and stuff like that. You can also just rent stuff locally as well, too, if you don't want to deal with the shipment and stuff like that. And that's the same thing for anything. But on this one, different is people will come pick it up.
Yeah.
You actually won't do the delivery because this is not like something they can't put in their car. I mean, some of this stuff might be stuff they can't put in their car. I guess it depends on what you're renting. But lights, cameras, you can hook up with like studios and stuff like that. And you can go out there and ask them, you know, if people need to rent something, put your cars in the front. They can call you to get the stuff rented. You can bring it to the studio or whatever, and you can rent it out. I think that'll work really easy, especially when people are doing sections where they just need a camera for like an hour or two. And you can make a couple $100 every time they do that. That can work out very well on there. So generally in experience, when I get it, you book online, you book everything you want to have on there. They give you an option of the different delivery fees. I guess like they kind of have it worked in already on their things. So they have local pickup. They have a FedEx. You can get it delivered to a FedEx, or that is FedEx office. And then they have your regular delivery. About all this stuff, like $30 for the most part. And then they have they send a return label on there, and then return label, you just put that back on it when you finish, you put everything back in the same box that you got on there. And as I'm pretty sure you've seen these prices, like some of these, I think the lenses and stuff, we can double check real quick.
I'm looking at it right now, I'm like, man, that's a lot of money in this business. So
yeah,
like thousands of dollars. Like just, I think you have two things in the cart, it's already like $1,600.
Yeah, so this lens costs from Canon $1,299 on there. Yeah, so that's interesting. Right there is this cost $13,000. I think your rent's out for let's see. It looks like rent's out for $682 per, I guess it's per week.
And what's that coverage?
Yeah.
So like insurance coverage?
So yeah, I think this is like the coverage you can choose.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you do you can choose no lens protection plan, so you just, it is what it is. They have another plan for damage only. So if something happens to it, it gets damaged, you pay $96. Then they have the damage plus theft, which is $144. Mm-hmm. So it looks like it's about 20 to 25% of the cost of for the insurance of it. And then a lot of times if you're doing like lots of projects and stuff, I'm pretty sure they'll be having these for multiple weeks. Because as you see, most people are not going to want to spend, you know, what is that? $13,000 on something.
I see why they rent it now, because it makes more sense.
It makes more sense for them. I didn't see that. Yeah, completely. It's like, and then you can go different ways. You could just completely make your thing where it's just one brand, and you can build up that way. Maybe you just buy Sony products, and then you buy all the lenses and stuff for it. Maybe you don't even sell cameras. Maybe you just do just lenses. and you do just the different mounts and stuff. There's a lot of different ways you can go with this. I just think, like, as long as you, like, if you're looking for, I think, like, a kind of like a low logistical way for the most part of doing it, I think lenses be the best way to, especially if you got some good amount of cash or good credit you can work with. You can just buy $100 worth of stuff, and you know, what if that gets you in that part?
Like 10 things.
Yeah. It might, no, I think if you go,
I'm just
to,
kidding.
If you go to like the lineups and stuff, you buy like a whole, just to say you go like a Sony or something like that, and you don't go like, this is an 800 millimeters. This is like something they use at like a pro football game.
Yeah.
Or like nature, something like that. Like something, this is a lot crazier.
Yeah.
Most people won't use this.
I'm just kidding. Cause like, also like the advantage of doing this is like your market is like, you know, the whole everybody, right?
You anywhere got you
somebody
ship
in Texas, Florida, Ohio, you can ship it anywhere.
Yeah.
So I see the benefit of that. Like, it's not just like your area you're marketing to. It's pretty much everywhere.
And then like, and then when you get finished, you can just sell it to them.
Yep.
You can just sell it. You sell it, they sell them right on their site. They have this Canon 720, and I know, which for most sports shooters, most people would just have something like this. They're selling for $1,300. I know if I bought like a couple of these kind of go around like $17 to $2,000. You can buy them in different places. And then I'm pretty sure they've got a shit ton. I mean, they probably got a lot of use out of this right here.
Mm-hmm.
On there. We got to cut that out. You know, we can have that sponsors in the future.
Yeah, we can. Yeah, no, that's fine.
Well, that'll be out. But we'll, I got caught again. I got to cut it again. But you see right here, the thing's almost $1,400. So basically, these things hold their value tremendously. As you see, that's a $300 or something difference you probably see on this. And people can have it. They can sell it to the customers that are using it too as well. Like, we come over here, we see, what's this one's costing right now? On this right here. So this one right now is, well, the use is only $1,200, but maybe, I guess they get a new brand of it. It's a new one coming out of it. But they're looking like $1,600, $1,700, $1,800. That's literally, they probably don't got like hundreds of weeks of usage. Because a lot of these lenses and places like that, they don't make new lenses every single year. They'll come up with a new version with new glass. It will probably be like every other 5-10 years. Like, I think Canon has only come out, maybe comes out with one or two different lenses every year. Nothing like special. They might come out a new camera every 2 years or something like that, but the lenses, for the most part, people don't really change lenses a lot. So like, it's not like you buy it once and then in 10 years the technology is wrong, bad, because they have lenses right now that's pretty much the same cost on there. So like, because you still have the glass, and the glass inside of it is still so expensive, and if it's not damaged and then you use protective covers and the UV protectors and everything like that, you won't really have any issues, and you can be able to sell this. They probably rented that thing out 100 times and made but then it'd be like, they probably made this 100 times and made, let's see what they rent it for. They probably rent this for like $200 and made all that money and then sold it back to the person for a $400 difference on there. But yeah. So that's another thing you can look into doing. This is just a quick snap. We're just trying to give people insight to something they can start and doing on a regular basis. I don't think you need a whole much money, but obviously, if you're doing anything rentals, the more money you have, the more access to money, the better it is for you. But this is an option. I'm pretty sure this will help someone out there who likes camera equipment. We really recommend getting stuff that you rent that you most likely use, for the most part, that you will be willing to use. So it'll be just more exciting for you, better for you. But other than that, I want to say thank you guys for listening to this Friday's podcast. Make sure you guys get out there and go do it and get started. Check out the other Friday podcasts if you need more ideas on how to get started. This is Xavier.
This is Eddie Salcedo.
And we'll see you in the next one.
Thank you guys for listening to the Rental Boys podcast. If you haven't already, please drop a review for us. You know, we would love to hear from you. And I think somewhere on here you can leave messages, you know, hit that up too as well, and subscribe and come back for more. We'll see you guys in the next episode.